When it's your business to help the unemployed, bad times should mean good times for your company. After all, more people are looking for work. Tracy Bumpus runs a resume writing service in Austin, Texas. The current economic downturn has led to an unexpected downturn in her business. I spoke to her as part of Morning Edition's occasional series on how people are coping with the economy.
2002 was one of the worst years that I have had personally. The economy has really hit my market, which is technologists, engineers, and manufacturing professionals. They can't afford a professionally developed resume. When it comes to choosing between a $350 or $500 resume and paying the electric bill, I understand completely where they're coming from.
Do they understand about traffic, about not having contacts, about the phone not ringing for them?
They do. One of the biggest misconceptions that I've seen in the past 6 months is the idea that they can post their resume online and then the phone is going to ring. That happened in the bubble from 1998 to 2001. That's just not true anymore.
So your business is down. Are your rates also down?
Yes, they are, of course. I have to follow the market. I did a informal survey of colleagues in the past couple of days, and it seems to be a good reflection of the economy. Some of the lower-priced firms are reporting good years because they have very low fees, and those of us who specialize in niche markets, executives, and so on, have had a bad year.
Well, that ought to bring your expenses down, though.
Actually, it's the opposite. I have more marketing. I have to do more expenses to maintain the sales volume.
But you're spending less time on this, so your hours are easier.
Actually, I'm spending more time per client. There is a lot more hand-holding, a lot more education that I need to provide clients to help them get interviews in the job. And I'm averaging about 2 hours more per client than I was before.
Okay, so let me see if I got this right now. Your business is down. You have fewer clients. Your rates are down, but you're working longer hours and paying out more expenses.
That's true, exactly.
So maybe a career shift for you is in order.
I love what I do. I really love resume writing. I don't think I'll give it up. I may start slacking back on my direct involvement, get a manager in, but I think I'll stay in this.
You think business will come back?
Oh, I think so. I'm starting to see good signs already in the economy. I'm seeing engineering firms looking for more bids. I'm seeing individuals getting interviews quicker than before during the past 6 months. So I think it's coming back.
I'm surprised there's so many people who need help writing a resume. Is it simply that they don't want to take the time or can't be bothered?
All of the above. It's also very difficult to write about yourself. In our Western culture, we are educated to be very humble. We can get down what our tasks are, but selling ourselves in a marketing document, which is what a resume is very difficult. It's hard to blow your own horn. I have not written my own resume. I've actually had a colleague do it for me because I can't see the forest for the trees where it comes to my career.
Tracy Bumpus runs a resume writing service in Austin, Texas.